Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. And of course, in a mighty way, he's doing you more, gracing you with favor and peace. And of course, I had to join you at 7 o'clock because we were listening to the ambassador speaking there. This is the director general. Speaking all the way from Brazil to a variety of radio stations there. But on the lines, I already have our team, our guests are on the line. Let me start with Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Greetings to you, Professor.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you very much for your welcome. Let me greet your family as well. I greet my brother, Brother Barukia, and his beautiful family. And our wonderful family of Radio Pulpit, I greet you all in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach,
I trust
the glorious
well.
King.
Mm-hmm.
I am very well. I am well, my brother. I trust you are well too.
No, we thank the Father. We thank the Father.
Yes.
We glorify the Father. We also have Barukia in Cape Town. Greetings to you, Mayachi.
Shalom. Shalom, Rabbi Mayachi. Shalom to you and to your family. Shalom to Professor Buye and family. Also to the family of Radio Pulpit listeners. Greetings in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. First thing, we're going to have a beautiful show as always. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. We'll just make an introduction today. And then we will overlap it to next week because we have less than an hour. To do it, so we will continue it next week, and I trust that many will enjoy this because it is about true spiritual food, and we have to check ukuthi what do we eat in these ministries, Banamara? What do we eat in these ministries? Are we becoming fed with the word in the rightest of ways, or are we becoming fed with philosophies and theologies and theories and stories, you know, and discoveries instead of actually the word that has already been proclaimed and made known? You know, one has to ask these things as to whether really are we somewhat somehow being fed through spiritual food in our churches. And not that it is the responsibility of our churches, but that's where most of us assemble to share the word. And also, do we know how to feed through spiritual food? Do we know how to identify through spiritual food? And there has been a notion, as I was growing up, I've seen many people had been following pastors. And this is a notion that is there. Some years ago, I wrote an article on what is known as a symbolic figurism, where someone stands as a symbolic figure, and people start to equate a particular cause with that person. And somewhat, somehow, it becomes a problem. Now, for instance, I think both of you will understand this. For instance, you'd find that when people were talking about freedom, much of the times, and the right to vote and freedom, they were equating it to the Mandela effect, to Mandela, to the person of Mandela, which gave many of us, especially in our region, it gave many of us a problem because we had known other people other than that, who were very, very much involved in making sure that there are equal rights and so on. But here is this person known as an icon, and everybody embraces them. And you know, the West start to push a rhetoric around him as an iconic figure, and he becomes celebrated all over the world. And I remember at some stage, he was known as the world's most famous prisoner. So the whole struggle now was around his ring, you know. And somehow, in the churches, we experienced the same thing. There had been people who rose with prominence in so much that whatever they said, we took it as true food. Whatever it is that Mandela said, and whatever it is that the bishops and the prophets are saying, people take it as true spiritual food. Referrals into the true word of the Father is now secondary. If any, it is now secondary. And everybody basically looks into the notion of what that pastor, that minister, that leader has said. I think there was a time that a popular struggle icon was equated to Christ. Here in South Africa. And whatever that guy said went as true spiritual food. And people were feeding with their spirits on the words of this man. And then now, 30 years later, many people are vomiting. And they're saying, no, there's something fake here. There's something not right. Now, we have to talk about true spiritual food because people had become sick of what they were eating. You know, malnourishment brings sickness. Somehow spiritual diseases come. And to a great extent, people had gone on and followed people. There was a guy during these prosperity teachings. I don't know if you know Rodney Howard Brown, who was here in Pretoria. I mean, you know, they call it what? The what effect? Yeah, some city in Canada, and then there was this other guy from Swaziland who became prominent and stuff, and then he left with a lot of money, because of the things he was saying. People were taking it as true spiritual food. He was telling people how they will prosper. Okay. Let's go to the revolution and the rise and the fall of televangelism. In the early 80s, no one can argue that the televangelists were not powerful. They were influential even more than presidents. These guys would fill the Super Bowls. There was a guy called Jimmy Swaggart. He could fill stadiums, man. And he was not performing miracles. But whatever he was saying, people were taking it as true spiritual food. It's not only Jimmy Swaggart. There's a John Stans. There's so many people. Others were found also in televisions. These others were found in televisions. They were doing televisions and stuff. And they were doing television programs, not only evangelisms. And they started to raise funds, man. They started to raise massive funds. And the drama started. People started to discover distortions and frauds and crimes and all those things and stuff. The monies that they were giving, these monies were buying houses in Hollywood and all that. And whatever it is that they were saying was true spiritual food. Here in South Africa, there's a guy who posted a video of himself walking on air. And whatever it is that he was saying, people were taking it as true spiritual food. There's also another guy who has been in court for the longest of time, and whatever he was saying was taken as true spiritual food. Yet he was using this very same notion of the gospel and stuff for human trafficking. Now, this gives us a particular perspective that there is a problem when it comes to defining true spiritual food here in the land. There's a problem. And basically, people go on to the pulpits and they speak. When they speak there, they vent. They don't speak about the word. They will choose some verses to hit back at some other pastors who were yelling at them on Facebook. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what it's all about. And that is what we see. So we are just doing an introduction today of this issue. If you want to say something, it would be better that you send a WhatsApp 0826572729. Are we still getting true spiritual food in our churches? And then from people who are ministering, and even from ourselves, can we be able to go and dissect correctly the word of the Father and feed on it correctly? I want to know. Or we have become some sensational church that is bent on gospel music. And these artists who basically are making money and fame on the name of the Father without actually glorifying Him. Well, I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Send me your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And then, of course, we will talk to Professor Buyison Ndezi and then also Barukia.
Faith-filled radio for all. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Real radio for real people. Serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. What is true spiritual food? Exodus chapter 16, verses 15. So when the children of Yasharal saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread from which the Elohim has given you to eat." True spiritual food is the bread, first and foremost, that the Elohim has given us to eat. And we know that bread is Christ. In any words, if anyone preaches the word of the Elohim, the word of Yahuwah, and does not give people the knowledge of the Hamashiach, who is the express pointer that Yahuwah is salvation, if a person preaches and says nothing with regards to that, I become suspicious of the kind of nutrition, spiritual nutrition, is giving to people. Even Moses speaks and says, and symbolically says, "This is the bread that the Father has given for you to eat." Points at Christ. His word. The beginning was the word. The word was with the Elohim. The word was Yahweh himself. Everything was created for, by, through, with him. Nothing that was created was not created in him, and with him, and by him. Now, when you also look into Joshua 5:12, I'm just running a bit. "Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Yasharal no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year." The food which the Father provides. All the teachings of the liberation that the Father provides, all the knowledge that the Father provides, they did not plow those produce. It's the Father who provided them. And I wonder if we truly, and I'm still speaking symbolically, I wonder if we truly understand this. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is true spiritual food? Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, my brother. A lot is running in my mind right now. Let me start from the questions that you asked, and then I can touch base on the scriptures as well. There are two questions that I'm going to focus on. The first one is, are we still getting the true spiritual food in our churches? The second one was, are we giving the true spiritual food in our churches? I think there is a sub-question that says, are we dissecting the word correctly? Because that will determine whether we are getting, whether we are giving the true spiritual food. Looking into Exodus 16, verse 15, which is where you were reading. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given to you, which says the true spiritual food is the bread that comes from the Father. That's the bottom line based on what Moses was giving as a response that was coming from the Father. So the bread is the true spiritual food that comes from the Father. But what is coming from this verse is that not everyone is able to identify the bread, is able to know who the bread is, and hence they ask the question, what is it? So if there is nobody who will be able to elaborate, explain, and dissect what is it, that's when we'll get all of this deception and we'll be giving the wrong spiritual food, because first of all, we lack knowledge of identifying this answer or to give the answer to the question, what is it? So we are unable to answer that question, Brother Ray. We are unable to dissect that, who is this bread? And this is the bread that came from the Father, which they fed on in the wilderness, but it was already symbolic of who he was to come. And most of us, we have Yahusha, but he is still a sealed figure. We don't know who he is. We cannot identify him. We cannot even speak about him because we do not have a revelation. And most of us, we don't even have strength nor energy to seek after him that we may understand who is he. And hence, at the end of the day, we give people the wrong food. We give them our minds. We give them what we think. And sometimes what is happening in these our days is that we give them what we had in the past without us asking the question, were we given the right explanation? Were we given the right definition? Were we given who he is? So we continue running with the past knowledge, and some of the past knowledge is not totally true, is not totally relevant to what we need to know about the real bread which came from heaven. And in this case, we're talking about the King of Glory, Yahushua HaMashiach. And hence Moses had to explain, this is the bread. And the question that I will ask subsequent to the questions that you ask, how many of the pastors and the leaders are able to explain who he is? Because I think that's where the big problem is. We fumble around because we don't know him. We fumble around because we have not seen, we have not identified who he really is. We still take him as one of the prophets. We still take him as a child, and we don't see him as the king who came to save us and the one who has come to take us out of bondage. The subsequent verse that you read in Joshua 5, verse 12, which says, the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. It is because God had already provided, God had already made a provision for them that they would be sustained by what was in the land. But as we are talking about the symbolism in this case, they have gotten to a point where they are able to identify, they have walked with the Lord as a pillar of cloud by day, as a pillar of fire by night, that now when they get to Canaan, they know who he is, and they can be able to be sustained by the experience that they had on the journey, on the road, that they can now feed on him, even if they don't visualize or even if they don't see him visually, they know that he is in their midst because he's the God who has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we need to know that he is that bread that came from the Father. He is that bread that continued to sustain him, to sustain them on the road. And he even speaks for himself. He says, I am the bread of life. Not that only Moses spoke about him, but when he came, he had to confirm the word spoken by Moses that I am the bread of life. The question would be, how many identify him for who he really is? What we are thinking, what we are talking about these days is what we think who he is, but not what who he really is. If we could know that he is the sustainer, he is the one who satisfies us, he is the one whom we cannot live without, then we will be able to give him out even to those whom we are preaching to. And hence, in our churches, we can be able to answer the question, we are giving the true spiritual food if we know him. But we cannot be certain that we are giving the true spiritual food if we still don't know him. I think in the past few weeks, you even said most of us, we don't even know who his name is. We don't even know how to call him. And the question would be, do we really know who he is if we cannot even identify his name? So these are just the questions that will be coming into our minds and into our discussion, that what we are giving to people, is it the true spiritual food? What we are getting, are we getting the true spiritual food? But if I may answer that question as a receiver of the question, it would be, there is no way that I would know whether I'm getting the true spiritual food or not if I don't have a revelation. And sometimes I depend on the one standing in front of me to reveal who he is. If I don't know that he's telling me the right thing or the wrong thing, I will believe what he's telling me, which is why most of us in churches, we live and we stay under deception, because we are not aware what we are being told is not the true spiritual food. We believe what they say without us testing, without us going through what they are saying against the word of God. And hence, most of us not really know whether we are getting the true spiritual food or not. But I believe that after this discussion today, we'll be able to identify the true spiritual food from the fake or from the lies, because we will know who he really is. And he says, whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And we will know that we live by him. And who is he? He is the word of life. He is the word who created from the foundation of the earth. And then you have said even earlier on that without him, nothing that there is that there was. So in other words, he is the creator. This spiritual food is this knowledge that we must all have, that Yahusha is the creator. His word is him. So when we feed on his word, we feed on him. And without his word, there's no way that we can claim to be fed by the true spiritual food. It starts from there. But when we look back, it has to be about the revelation. Has he been revealed to you? Have you gotten to a state that you can be able to say, I know him? I don't know about him, but I know him. That's where things are going to start, Brother Ray.
True spiritual, thank you so much, Professor. True spiritual food is, and this is a notion we should have, as the professor was saying, has been prepared in abundance for the saints or for those who would believe. Let me just go a bit and speak symbolically, my ark. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 2, check it out, it says, she has slaughtered her meat, she has mixed her wine, she has also furnished her table. This food has been prepared for us. In other words, the knowledge of the Father, the wisdom, the width, the depth of who he is, his plans, and also what he has been wanting to tell us all along. And every time when we're experiencing all these kinds of oppressions and we were saying, where is he? He wants to answer us. He wants to show us the direction. He wants to show us how he has been there. He wants to show us how we have been missing him. But he also wants to show us how to keep alive. And these directions from him is the food that has been prepared for us, like a table made in front of our enemies, for us to live. Mayaki.
Tuda Malak Shalom. Ari, it's true what you are saying, because the word of Abba, we read it from the scripture and we see everything that he has spoken continually manifesting before our eyes to show that it is the word of truth, whether we believe or we don't. But we all get to an agreement, you know. So, and that is what the scripture is saying and is showing us. So it becomes important for us to understand this word, because when we get to interpret and understand what his word is on its own or itself, it tells us so many things. In a sense, it tells us how it is the light. It tells us how the word is a sword. You know, it tells us how the word is like a plowshare, whereby it's able to, can even overturn the one who is an unbeliever into a believer by giving it a chance. So it is for us to receive that word. And hence we're speaking of the word that is of truth, to say we get to be dedicated into the teachings, into fellowshipping with other believers, into obedience to the will, and also to this word itself, right? That we love him with our all. We believe, we trust in what he says without a shadow of the doubt, because we have so many examples that are a guidance to us when we read the Bible, you know, for us to be able to can follow and to see, oh, okay, this one was able to follow, was obedient, and look at where he ended, you know. He was saved, he was protected, nothing could harm him whatsoever. But those that didn't listen, those that were disobedient, look at where they have ended. So we see the love of Abba Yahuwah, how he sent his only begotten son, that whomever believes in him should not perish but should have this everlasting life. And it is the word, because the scripture says, in the beginning was the word, and this word became flesh. So everything that we do, it is important for us that we get to live according to this word, because this word, that is the word of truth, not just the word, because there can be many words as well, but there is the word of truth, and the word of truth leads us to the end. And when I mean the end, it doesn't mean in a cliff, but it means to restoration, to what we call the new Jerusalem, or to the new heaven. So where we can say, hey, we are now all saved. Why what? So it there's a particular path in which you and me have got to follow in order for it is where we are saved, where we are able to conquer against the arrows of the enemy, where we are able to shake off whatever challenges that comes. It doesn't mean when we have this word, we're not going to be tested whatsoever. The enemy will keep on coming in so many ways to entice us. Because this word itself, it is fire. You know, so the devil himself or the enemy cannot stand, the demons cannot stand this word. So that is why they continually want, we must be led astray, we must be moved astray. So we will be enticed by this prosperity gospel, we will be enticed by these oils, the Lion of Judah oils, the fruit of the womb oils, that we go and we buy, and the t-shirts and the stickers. You know, we now start to shift the focus from the word and retrust our speaker protector. Hake fence speaker, my car will not have an accident, or hake plakile bishop inside my house, nobody will come and break in. And we start to trust in a man instead of trusting in the word, the promise of Abba Yahuwah himself. So the scripture in Matthew 4:14 says, you shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of Abba Yahuwah Elohim. So just as we eat daily for physical health, now it means you and me as Abba Zalwan, we should be reading the scriptures daily for a spiritual nourishment or a spiritual health. As believers who only read the scriptures occasionally, we are like somebody who happens to eat once a week. So it is required for us to every single day come into the presence, read the word, because then we are protected against everything that is of evil and wickedness, because now deliverance is around us. We are able to be saved from all calamities or from ever, whatever challenges that is facing us that wants to bring destruction unto us, because the enemy is fighting the flesh. He's using the flesh actually to fight us, to tempt us, so that similarly refocus on the demands of the flesh and we forget the body, you know, so that we can look all fit and sexy and so forth. But what about our spirits? Their spirit needs to be nourished as well. So it tells us, Khuri, we really need his word, because his word, you know, we're able to remove everything our souls, basically. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you. We are talking about true spiritual food. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What these are even all about. You know, talk to us directly there. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. As an introduction, what would you say true spiritual food is even all about? I'd like to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. And of course, just after this, because we are doing this is the introduction into the whole thing. So we are doing this, and I think you will appreciate that we will take it to next week.
Calling all first year students and matrics, it is time to rise up. Join us for the ultimate first-year student event happening on March 1st at Hatfield Christian Church from 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Get ready for live music, awesome Christian workshops to ignite your passion, and a market where you can find anything your heart desires. This is your time to shine. There's no entry fee, but bring your cash for the market. Visit www.hatfield.co.za for more information. This is Epic.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. You can send us a WhatsApp there. You can also drop us a voice note. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Dumsane.
Greetings, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, man. Thank you for
greetings asking to the panel and all brethren in the radio pulpit. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Ray is Timsan.
Welcome, my brother.
True spiritual food, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
You know, Pastor Ray, in the book of John, Jesus said to anyone who eats my body and drink my blood has eternal life.
Mm.
And he even went on in the book of John and said, your father ate manna and perished. Mm. Because manna was not the bread that comes from heaven, from my father, but it was an earthly bread. So they ate it. Yes, they are alive in the earth, but they perished.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the same note, after Jesus has done the miracle of feeding 5,000, the following day actually crossed on the boat going to the other side. People came running on the boats looking for him. And in the morning, they found him and said, hey, Master, we were looking for you. And Jesus was like, you were not looking for me. Just because yesterday I created bread, now you are looking for me.
Mm.
So you are not actually understanding my miracles. You are actually looking for bread again. Then Jesus says to them, you know what, let me tell you. Do not work for the bread that perishes, but work for the bread that is for eternal life. There's a part I'm going to come into now, Pastor, which is a bit sensitive. You know, when people, there used to be this notion of saying, especially in relationships, especially, you know, when we were still growing, people said, referring to things like sex, maybe referring to things like marriage. You know, I got into that marriage because I wanted to be a gold digger, or I wanted the money of that person, or even contracts, you know, and then people say, I jowed that person, he signed a contract, so I got everything. So the notion of eating is that notion, whereby people attach themselves to a particular person in order to eat their life. Now, if that happens in the natural, yes, you're eating that person, maybe you ripped them off, whatever. Or maybe you were sincere, fine, then you were in true marriage, then fine, then you put things together and then you live together, no problem. But now we are referring, I just want the notion of eating. So Jesus is actually using the same notion when he says, if you eat my bread and you drink my blood. But in this case, he's not meaning it in a carnal way. He's meaning it in putting your faith in him. As though you are actually attaching yourself to him so that you live by him. And now in doing that, it's actually a contract, a heavenly contract signed from heaven. It's a proper contract. Now you are officially attached to Jesus. You are basically officially married to Jesus. So what belongs to Jesus belongs to you. And now what is most important here? When you get, when you eat Jesus in this case, by getting into a contact with him, by faith in him, you know, that same notion of eating Jesus in this case, it becomes official, and it first happens in the spirit. So why is it so important that we should eat Jesus? Because we connect with him in the spirit, soul, and body. So now, why is that so important? Because the spirit lives forever. So by eating the body of Christ, you live forever. And then the spirit can sustain the body. That is why you want to have eternal life. But all these other eatings that happen here, including the fathers eating the manna, but they perished, it's because the body cannot sustain the spirit.
Yeah.
You see? So you can have all the benefits in the flesh, then you're going to perish. And then the Bible says, you stay beside Sambelo. Go to Lazarus, wafa wakhuphuka eselwa ezulwini. Because they can have a contract ezulu. So you see, Uti, this is what it's doing. So the true spiritual food is actually putting your faith in Jesus and eat, live by him. You know, eat food is basic. So in the word used, eat means what you live by daily. Thank you so much, Pastor. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.
May the Father bless you abundantly. Thank you so much, my brother. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let's talk to Godfrey.
Yo, sanbonani, evening.
Evening, brother.
Fast, you got an hour today, Baburi, and your guests and listeners. Spiritual food, the bread of life. Yes, it's the manna. That was a sample of a taste of things to come, preparing the Israelites that the true bread is coming. And he came, he died, and he has risen, is in heaven now. He is none other than Yeshua HaMashiach. Today we're not eating the true spiritual food. We're eating a buffet of mixed things, from unclean meat, unclean birds, unclean animals. We're eating from the dustbin. Yet the Most High has laid the bread on the cloth, white cloth table, a nice one, ordained and in heaven. But we don't want that. we always want this food. We relegate like African food. Takwana ulusu. We don't want to eat steaks and chops and the big juicy flavors in meat.
Yeah.
The choice grade. We always want to see ourselves with the, we are good for a takwana. No, we're not supposed to eat that alone, but the true food, the bread, is Yeshua Mashiach.
Yes.
If you read Hebrews 1:1-2, he says, when it starts, he said, in the olden days, the Most High used to speak to us through his prophets, but later days now, he speaks us to us through Yeshua. It means anybody who claims to be a prophet, I'm not saying they are not there, does not have exclusive right now to the gospel to tell you what's coming or not. If Yeshua didn't say it, you don't believe it and you don't do it.
Mm.
Yeshua himself, he is the word of the Most High. The true bread is eating, is believing and doing whatever the scripture says you must do. In that sense, when you do that, you are really eating the real bread. If you go to these churches, charismatic, there's so many, besides those ones, there's a lot of churches now, churches of spirit, churches as a tent, churches as a school, any classroom, a garage, a skangeni, everywhere, open field. That's garbage, most of them. The true church, the true food, the true bread is Yeshua Mashiach. Even if you're alone, when you read the scripture and do what it says, what is written in the scripture, then you are eating the fresh bread, standard bread, isasco. Hayi lezo zonke ezibhakwa emashop, lezi zingaxaxanga, ezi 5 rand, eating quality, not something inflated nge yeast, but inokudla, inelona, organic, it makes you healthy. That's the word. Hence, he said, in the beginning, there was the word, and the word was with him, and the word was Elohim. He is, his son is the word. Yeshua himself, he represents the word. He is the physical body that embodies the word. He is the, and then his body is the true bread that we must eat. This bread, imnandi ngoba, but ayifakwa ibhatha. I fag what jam, I fag cheese, I fag bologna. If you remember what the Israelites did, the manna, they say it tasted like the cinnamon, there's other herbs there. It tasted like something, that taste, if you can reproduce, but there is a recipe because they tell you what ingredients are there. Such that we never heard what about Israelites wanted each jam on top of that or ripalon to make it even nicer because that would spoil it. So the same today, this bread, when you eat it, usizla sinjalo, awufaki ipalon, uhlobise, awufaki cheese, awufaki jam, awufaki peanut butter. We are sure nje kuphela, awumixi. Today we are mixing ngoba you put your pastor before him. First, you put your prophet before him. You put your prophetess. You put your spiritual father before him. Then you now relegate. That is why I'm saying today, many people are eating junk, unhealthy food, unhealthy bread, a stale bread, a rotten bread. The fresh one is Yeshua Mashiach. Amen. Bazalwan. Magbemnandi.
Yeah. No, Magbemnandi. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, we're keen to hear from you as we make this an introductory phase.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Professor, check this one. In Isaiah 25, verse 6, it says, "And in this mountain, the Elohim of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces." I'm just supporting what Godfrey was saying. A piece of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees, a feast for all people. This Spiritual food should be the word that is from the Father, not something that I devise on myself because I saw some people's problems in the assembly, or I see some issues that are happening, you know, in the country. I saw something happening, then I'm go quickly and design the word. I must hear from the Father, because it is Him who prepares the best, the choicest. It is Him who gives the true drink. It is Him who gives the true bread. It is Him who gives the true meat. What say you?
Thank you, brother. You're actually bringing the notion that the true spiritual food comes from the Father.
Yeah.
We cannot prepare the spiritual food ourselves. Otherwise, we'll be preparing our minds. So in other words, you are saying when we have to speak for God, speak in the place of God, we need to be sure that we've heard from Him. He must be the one who had said we must do this. So it comes to me, Wutim, the preordained sermon, preordained messages are not coming from the Father, because they are stale messages. We don't even know whether those are the things that the Father is saying at that time. So it means when we have to deliver the true spiritual food, we need to depend on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because it says here, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces. So in other words, He must be the one who prepare. He must be the one who deliver. So we deliver because the Father has delivered. We dish out because the Father has dished out. And the verses that you read earlier on speaks about the same thing again, that He is the one who is prepared from the Father. So the Father is the one who gives us the message. The Father is the one who sits on our tongue that we may speak what He says. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to speak as we ought to, because we don't know what to speak. We don't know what to say. We are dependent on Him for us to give the true spiritual food. And I'm led to the book of Hebrews chapter 5, starting from verse 12, which says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food." By this, I want to say it is time that we go to the fundamentals, the first principles, that we may know exactly what does the Father want us to say to His people. Sometimes we run with the huge messages, big messages, and we are leaving the real message, the true message of Yahushua HaMashiach as the King of glory and as the source of salvation. So when we have to give out the true spiritual food, we need to be sure that the foundations, that which needs to be delivered first, has been delivered in truth and in spirit, and people know exactly what they need to know. Because it's going to be the waste of time to run with big doctrines, having not introduced Yahushua to the people, that they may know that He is the source, He is the bread of life Himself. And hence He says, by now, we need to be identifying what is the true message to give, what is the true food to give. When people come to your church for the first time, you need to know exactly what to give to that person, because the Father is supposed to deliver to you the message that you must deliver to them. And the basic message is about His first principle, knowledge of who He is, what He came here to do, that people may have the building blocks of their faith, building blocks of their foundation, and their salvation. So at the end of the day, we will be able to say we have given the true food, we have given the spiritual food. I want to go back to what you said earlier on, Brother Ray, because I know that the time is going. Yeah. You said people in these days know exactly how to associate the earthly things to some specific figures. You even quoted that people identify freedom to Mandela. And the question that I asked to myself was, why can't we equate salvation and true eternal life to Yahushua? We are unable to do that, but we run with the public figures, with the social figures, and we are able to hold on to what they stand for. But there are very few of us who are standing for the figure Yahushua HaMashiach and what He stands for. In as much as we know other figures stand for that, why can't we be the representative of the kingdom and say he is the figure that we know everybody will be saved by as a true icon of salvation and eternal life? This is what we need to give as a true spiritual food, because we know that people need to go back to the Father, and for them to go back to the Father is to give them the real thing that they need, the true spiritual food, the God whom they need, the fundamentals, the first principles, the oracles that they must know for them to turn back to the Father.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. And of course, when we come back, we also hear from Baruch. Yeah.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Now, when you also look, in Joshua, in John chapter 6, 32, then Yahusha said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven." My point is still that the Father is the source of the true bread. If it is anything that is not from the Father, even if it's scriptures combined, but it's not the Father who had said it should be said in that way, it is not the true spiritual food. What say you, Ach?
Absolutely. And we are shepherds. And it's important to receive the message and to ensure that the message that is deposited in us, we have to deliver it as it was spoken, as the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, would have spoken it, instead of coming and diluting it. Because then when we dilute it, it's no longer the message of Abba, but it is now our message. Mm. And now it will make it difficult for people to be able to understand. It will make it difficult for people to be able to interpret it, because you could notice the coming of HaMashiach that people were completely lost about understanding the whole thing about the kingdom, that even those that were teachers didn't understand the word. So imagine the one who is said to be a teacher, asa khalohani, the word itself, and then expected to come to be a teacher of the word. It is the blind leading the blind. Mm. So these are the things that we don't want to experience, but we need to also, it's important for us as well, Ahi, to read the scripture so that when this shepherd goes astray, the word and to notice that something is not right. Mm. But if we don't know the word, if we don't open the word or spend time in the word, then we won't know. We will just take anything that comes across. So it must be a testing of that spirit to say, is he speaking exactly what the word says? And that should be it. So, yeah, Tuda Rabba.
Tuda, Nako. Nako Kadniti, Nako Kadniti. Yeah. Thank you to Annalise. Thank you to Wayne van Lokkeberg. Thank you, Godfrey Tumzan. Thank you so much and thank you to Randolph Peterson. Thank you for the messages. I really appreciate that. And of course, we are continuing with this next week. We are touching base again with this next week. All right. And Professor, let me give you just a minute. Maya, I'll come back to you and give you a minute again. A minute to conclude. Professor?
Thank you very much, my brother. The scripture that I'll close with this is Isaiah 55, which says, why do you spend money for what is not bread?
Mm.
So God wants us to be able to identify the true food, and we must know that the true bread of life is Him.
Yeah.
That's the spiritual food that we must focus on.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Tuda. And Mayaki, your minute?
Malak, all I want to say is that people most focus on physical food for survival, but spiritual food is essential for a strong relationship with Abba Yahuwah. So it is important for us that we, or you find people claiming to be spiritual, but they being spiritual, they don't have that relationship with Yahusha HaMashiach. So it is quite important for us to have that relationship. In closing, John 6:35 says, I am the bread of life. Mm. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So as people, we should stop chasing money, success, or relationships to feel fulfilled. Mm. But it is only through Yahusha HaMashiach that we should be truly satisfied the soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much to both of you. We talk again next week. And coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. We are having the topic, Men, You Are Needed. Men, You Are Needed. And on this, the 1st of March in the Vaal, Men on Track is launching there. Please, if you're in the vicinity, make sure that you go there. You will meet guys like Javas. Hmm? Yeah, man, you will meet them. Dr. Mbongo, we call him Javas. He is really in touch, man. He's really in touch. And of course, also the 1st, also if you are around Pretoria, Bronkhorstspruit, Ekangala, be with us. Be with us on the 1st in Ekangala there. We are doing a convocation of thanksgiving. We're just thanking the Father, man. Just come with your stomach empty. And let's just thank the Father. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. To our guest, thank you so much. Nibe nobusuku obumnandi, Professor. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you and your family, to Brother Parukia and the beautiful Radio Pulpit family. All the blessings to you.
Mayafi.
Thank you to the family of Radio Pulpit. Also to you and your family and to Professor Bui. Until we meet again, Yahuwah willingly. Shalom.
Shalom.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.